Former President Barack Obama spoke for the first time since the November election on Thursday, December 5th. His speech, delivered at his foundation's Democracy Forum in Chicago, garnered a wide range of interpretations from the media, reflecting each outlet's political leanings. Left-leaning outlets, such as Politico and the New York Times, focused on Obama's calls for unity. The New York Times reported that Obama urged Americans who want democracy to survive to engage with the other side, compromise, and move away from identity politics. The article quoted Obama saying, "Pluralism is not about holding hands and singing kumbaya. It is about recognizing that in a democracy, power comes from forging alliances and building coalitions and making room in those coalitions not only for the woke, but the waking." Politico similarly highlighted Obama's plea for bridge building. Politico reported Obama urged his audience to embrace pluralism and celebrate people's differences, the closest he came to a political message in his remarks. Building bridges is not contrary to equality and social justice. In fact, it is our best tool for delivering lasting change, Obama said. On the other hand, right-leaning outlets like Fox News and the Washington Examiner reported on Obama's remarks differently. Fox News reported, "Former President Obama declared that if one side attempts to cement a permanent grip on power through suppressing votes, politicizing the military, or weaponizing the judiciary and criminal justice system to target opponents, a line has been crossed. Since total victory is impossible in a country politically split down the middle, the result is a doom loop of government gridlock, even greater polarization, wilder rhetoric, and a deepening conviction among partisans that the other side is breaking the rules and has rigged the game to tip it in their favor," Obama told the crowd Thursday. Fox News, in their reporting, highlighted rhetoric during the election season that contradict a message of unity. Fox wrote, "Democrats have consistently launched invective against Trump, including Biden, who said that the Republican was a genuine danger to American security. But it was Trump who was the target of several assassination attempts in the run-up to the 2024 election." The Washington Examiner noted Obama had previously criticized Trump for his policies and temperament during the 2024 election season. They also pointed out Obama had sharply criticized Trump while campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris. As Obama's speech continues to draw mixed reactions, it comes at a time when the Democratic Party is regrouping following losses in the 2024 election. While Obama remains one of the most influential figures in the party, questions remain looking ahead at what voices will lead the party into 2028.